Soft? No! When the fats are hard, it's definitely on hard fats with L Assisi.
This is hard facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria FM. All right, it's Friday and it's 5:17 Nigerian time. Of course, you know what it is. It's Open Mic Friday. Let's talk about what you want to talk about, yeah? And you have a whole 2 minutes for yourself to talk about what you want to talk about. But, I mean, don't use our platform to spread fake news or hate. Or it's okay to disagree with other people's opinion, but it's not okay to hit on their personality. Let's start with this caller this evening. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well. Abubakar from Gwagwalada, you're welcome.
Thank you. This is Abubakar calling you from Gwagwalada.
Let's talk.
How are you, Elfie?
Very well, very well.
It is a raining evening.
Oh.
It is now raining. Gradually gathering momentum.
Wow.
Yes. It's a relief because it has been tense right from early in the morning. What I want to lend my voice, issue of this borrowing that have become a kind of trademark for our country, with all our economic heritages which we enjoy. We have the longest coastline along West Africa, or in the most of African countries. If this coastline were developed and converted to holiday resort, we can make Nigeria attractive to the rest of the world.
Okay.
We will be able to generate foreign exchange that will service our industries. Our leader...
Hello, Abubakar.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
Instead of we going borrowing, if the issue of corruption should be handled sincerely, and front, if there will be transparency, accountability, openness in governance, people, a lot of Nigeria are ready to even grant the government loans. Yes, people can do that. We can raise loans if people develop confidence in those in position of leadership.
Okay.
But it's not a good one. We continue borrowing when our exchange rate is declining, when cost of production is escalating, when goods and services are beyond the reach of common men. And those in power, they are not bothered. They are talking of vandalization of infrastructural projects like rail lines. You can enjoy relative stability in your country when people have...
Okay. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
My name is GB.
GB, you're welcome.
How are we?
Very well. Let's talk.
Yes. Vandalization of property, of government property, no matter how bad the economy, does not give anybody license to vandalize government property. Because you are adding to the problem. Because the money you have used to provide infrastructure or come create job for you, you die with that money to feed that property. What is the sense in it? I don't buy that. There's nothing justifying that because there's no, because economy is bad, the need to go and do to remove lead line, to go and be removing all the rail on the highway. No, that is criminality. That is criminality, and if they are caught, they should be sent to prison. I mean, what is going on with that? I don't have any common sense in that. Sorry to say.
Okay.
Now, coming to the issue of borrowing, we have been clamoring for borrowing. Look at it now. The budget is National Assembly. It will be passed in the next 2 months. If you don't want government to borrow, let's carry placard, go there and meet your rep and senator. Don't approve this budget. Because when they approve a budget with deficit, it means that government will borrow to implement that budget. When you sign into law, become an act. And when the president says, please, I want to borrow this money I put in this budget to borrow a deficit, they can't say no. Then if you say that in bribe, you're rubber stamp. Let's be realistic. Let's not allow sentiment to emotional to do something. If you don't want government to spend extra money from the revenue, go there now and say no, anything extra from revenue, they should not approve. But how can we survive without developing infrastructure? How can we create jobs? We don't have company, we don't have production now because there's no infrastructure. The cost of production in Nigeria is that importing. You can import from China and sell less than the product you produce here. That's why there's no job for anybody because nobody wants to go into that. You have to import. You have to producing. The only way we can create important investor is to create like also rail, energy, and power, and other infrastructure that will help productivity. Then our graduates can get jobs. There will be more research.
Thank you.
And this government will do something on that. To make sure that
government should do something on that. 2 minutes max is the time for open mic. Hello?
Angeshe, sir. ELPV.
Angeshe, Salati.
Yanzo haka ina television akaduna. Anagwa.
Toh, mungodi.
I greet Nigerians. I greet everybody. I want to comment on this. Open mic, right?
Command junction, ko?
Now, in our command junction. Now, my command junction. In our LPD junction, Zaka. We thank God for the joining message.
Thank God.
Though, as we are on the way, one has to be security conscious.
Of course.
Anything can happen, one has to be praying and fasting. And I have to comment about this, the security. Because nobody, I always say that nobody will come and invade in the country that has security problem. What we are urging the government to do is that they should make sure that they have produced, we have enough security in this country. We remember in Tunga Maje here, a policeman was killed by bandits, by government. Look, that is what we are saying. Even in Abuja, people are not secure from the outskirts. It's only people in Maitama, Asokoro, and other places, and Bwari, some areas. But in the rural, in the outskirts, people are not secure. The most important thing for government to do is to provide all these things. Then, provide power. In fact, yesterday I talked about this Mambila Hydro project. Now, I was very happy to hear that they have started the national grid in Maiduguri, on which it will boost the economy of that community, in that state. So government should produce, most especially, let there be power in this country. I remember there was a time President was asking, where is the power? I thought, He will solve the problem of power. And thirdly, is there any country, Mr. ALPV, that produce crude and doesn't refine? All our refineries and the money that even budgeted for refine for turnaround maintenance of this refinery will build brand new refinery. And this is the government that they are fighting corruption.
Okay.
You can imagine what is going.
Thank
the money being budgeted for maintenance of refinery, we build brand new refinery. Most of the forests are going for the importation of fuel.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nigeria. Thank you. Okay. Who do we have here? Hello. Good evening.
Al.
Yes. Courage.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's good to have you.
Thank you, my brother.
Let's talk.
I just want to quickly say that Telemundo.
Yes.
They redeemed the fight that I won.
Whoa!
Telemundo is good.
Mm.
Okay. Al, yeah. I also want to talk about open mic. Al, you and I know that when the people are hungry, they naturally would want to survive. It's the nature. I'm not the maker of people. Neither are you. It's God who made the people that way. They resort to everything and anything that they get to survive. There's nothing like common sense in that one. Okay? So when you have a society like our own, that everything is tumbled upside down, and you're talking about vandalism, you're talking about all these vices. It naturally will come. Isn't that the reason for government in the first place? Why do we have government? Why did some people come together to say, let's have a government? That's the reason. Now, when government fails, then we go back to the primitive nature of man. That's what we're facing. All those sort of talk that people come on air here to talk, because if I say some things now, people are going to start talking. I just try to manage some people. Okay, but we have to use intelligence when we talk. All right? The society is tumbled upside down. Errol, you and I know that. And then if you want to deal with it, deal with the root cause of it. Let the resources be properly managed.
Right,
let the people government people, let all the leaders, let all the people stop stealing our money into their personal pockets, for Christ's sake.
Right,
this is animalistic.
Courage, no, don't... let's not go through that route. It's okay to make your point, but I mean, let's not use terminologies that are not really radio worthy. Hello?
Hello, LBZ.
Yes.
Good evening. This is Haruna from Gwagwalada, your main man.
Hey.
Hello, thank man. God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Which club did they enter today?
The club gave my house for inside my room.
Inside room. Okay, now. Nigeria, we say we need prayer. True, we need prayer. But it gets some things where we masses they do, where God might do things for our back. Something now that they sell them for market. If you go to buy something now, they will tell you, say, they come, make a call on Nigeria. Before they will sell that thing for you. The rice they won't buy, they will make it high. Anything. You go buy rice now with big mudu, you will come see, you use small mudu. Sell them for masses. That is part of the masses' name. Okay, now, government, you want borrow. 6 years now, is a borrow. Borrow and take and do one thing. Make people they employ. Will they see employment there? Will they see everything there? If you say one go borrow, nobody go talk now. But if they go, they borrow, they go sit down, share them for their pocket. Nobody go even ask. Okay, look at light, where they say they want to do for Mambila, for Taraba now. No sign of, look at this last time, 9 BBC go there, go they pull their nyesh out. They know they do anything there. And they budget money, they collect and they share out for pocket. Eh? That is why we must is the key say, borrowing is too much. Borrow to come and do something. So that may mass is the thing. Employment day. People don't go mind now. Because if you can't borrow, even like we now, they collect, what do you call it, high purchase. If you collect high purchase, if you pay finish, government, bank will still give you another one again.
Okay.
But government is supposed to, Please, if they want borrow, may they go borrow. But may they take and do waiting, we go to see. Where masses go, they walk. Where they go see, this thing, they want it, where they borrow. Then they take you this thing.
Thank
they
you.
Go see, say, we no go talk. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, Haruna. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Hello?
Yes. Hello, TV.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. You say your club, there, your room.
Yes, sir.
You will see me in your room this evening.
My room is for only me, sir.
I thank the, I think the first, third, and third caller.
Yes.
Forget those that are not making sense for me.
Everybody is making sense in their own right.
It's okay.
Yes.
You see, LFV, my honest, like, advice to Nigerians. You know, we all claim that we are, some of us who are Christians claim that we are Christians. You know? The Bible says that some of us are wolves, tigers, and hyenas, putting sheep clothes. You understand? The Bible says, by their fruit you shall know the people who are Christians. As the Christian lie, as the Christian very hatred in his heart. And sometimes you hear some of this, after you pray in Jesus' name, which Jesus? Was Jesus here? Was Jesus their life? People should be wary of these individuals. Then, coming to my open mic today, somebody asked, for 15 years, what did the PDP do in last year? Is that his only Nigeria? Hello, I'm asking you, is that his only Nigeria? And somebody called and told, some women do a life from Owerri to Owerri Road on the chance to Owerri. We call it Owerri Road. Was done to build in Abakanga. Couple then, we know what we suffer on that road. That is just one. Then two, time will not permit me to enumerate what, including that caller, benefited during 16 years of PDP.
Okay.
Nigerians, we take rights here, 7,500, 7,500. That there was weather. Not like somebody said, if people are hungry, there's nothing you do that you will succeed. During that attack, we saw how the former agriculture minister, the present African Development Bank chairman, it was his performance that made Africa to pick him. This man gets fertilized. This fertilizer always come out on me. Like, the performance, we are getting fertilizer direct from government. They get them phone. Because if it enter hands, it will begin
to collapse.
Thank you. Thank you. That time will not permit me. Yes. I'll just eliminate it. So that caller should stop fooling himself.
No. It's okay, Abin. We can't go that route. It's okay to disagree with his opinion or any other person's opinion, but bashing on them, it's not okay in any way, and we won't condone that on our platform. We quickly take a commercial, and when I come back, the conversation continues. Open Mic Friday. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. I see Femi D live strolling around the studio. He's going to play ball. I mean, someone was finding out for me that what today's Friday, what club am I going to? I said, it's inside my room. All right, we'll take a break and when we come back, don't go anywhere. It's your Let's Talk Station. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Talk by, I see you, and big shout out to you. Thank you for that. Halfstat is asking me, LFC, is it true that train has started operating from Kano to Lagos? If that has happened, of course, it will have some very amplified volume. So I don't think. But I'll confirm and let you know. Stay with me.
Don't forget to listen to your number one station for talk anytime and anywhere. Just search Nigeria 4FM on the Apple App Store and on Google Play Store. And never leave her without us again.
95.1
Nigeria Intro. Let's talk. Everybody talk. But we keep you informed 24/7. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
It's facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, and thanks for staying with me. And it's, of course, this Open Mic Friday. But just to also say again and again that you can't use our platform to hit on anybody, to abuse anybody, hit on their personality. It's okay you can disagree with your opinion, but hitting on their personality, we won't take that. And if I just hear that, I'm going to cut you off. I mean, let's keep it at that. Keep it very, very civil. I mean, bring your points, bring your arguments, but keep it very, very, very civil. Right? Hello? Drop call. Hello?
Hello, Alafizu, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Max, my wind blows.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Earlier, I had a conversation with her, and I asked a question when she was on this bad conversation. When she was saying, is it really, really, are there to be very sincere, are some states, will some states be able to survive if they say each state should collect and manage its own VAT? And then I asked her a question, says, were some states created with some other states in mind for sustenance? I don't know if I mean. Say, okay, okay, we hope say, that your sustenance now from another state could be cough. Was anything created like that?
None that I know.
Aha. So, I keep saying, I ask this question because the last time I checked for our night school, there is no state. In fact, for me, I'm even saying there is no VAT that is generated anywhere, even for the 700 local governments that we have. So the local government itself should be the ones to collect this VAT, if really we mean what we are trying to be saying. The governors, somebody said the governors has the muscle to take federal government to court to fight for that. And the local government chairman does not have that. I said, no. The local government, if they really, really, those who are talented affairs of the local government, they have argon, they are umbrella for what they call argon. If they want to do it, they can do it. because of what I said, Mr. President, should also, if you really mean the local government autonomy that I was talking about earlier on, that is the time to look at it. If the government are saying, want to collect the VAT, let the local government be the ones, because there is no VAT in it anywhere, if not from one local government or the other. And somebody said, okay, will the president force himself, or how will he do it? I said, ever since the Senate president has said that whatever the president sent to it, they will approve. Since then, it has almost been loan request. Is that all the president can ask them for? Can the president tell them, okay, let us do this one, okay, send the executive bill to them, so okay, let's make sure that the local government be in charge of the budget?
Okay.
I mean, they look approve that one for them.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
It's all right.
Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening.
FZ.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. And you?
Very well. This is my first time of calling you.
Oh, I mean, take the check. Feel the check.
Well, not really the first time of calling to Nigeria Info, but on your own show.
No problem. The check has been given to you.
And I love your energy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, I'm Fizzy.
Yes, sir. You have not told me.
My name is CEO.
Okay, CEO, you're welcome.
Yeah, so open mic, and I want to weigh in first on the issue of borrowing.
Okay. Okay.
And I just want to ask this question to those that are, you know, keen supporters of this government.
Okay.
And the proponents of excessive borrowing that is going on. The last time I checked, and the information available to the public, is that we have revenue crisis. Finance minister has said this a couple of times, you know, now. I'm aware that almost 90-something%, I'm not very sure the actual percentage, of our revenues are now used to service debt, not even to pay for the borrowed fund. Okay? Now, the question I'm asking this government is this. If 90-something% of our generated revenues are used...
Hello? All right, CEO. You're going to have to call them back. Hello? Hello?
Good evening,
Good evening to you. Yes?
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, I think day before yesterday, and there was a headline that said the federal government will support scientific innovation. Yes. But if we look at the history of human evolution, from the time of Stone Age to this time, it is science that is transforming the world. So, it is a nice one, and I hope they will mean what they say. Instead of just supporting, they should rather set up a scientific research laboratory so that we can stop depending on other nations. Let us at least do something for ourselves on others, not expecting others to do something for us at all times so that we can go and buy from them. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Hello?
Fizzy, network cut me off.
Yes.
I couldn't finish my point.
Yes.
Okay?
See you, right?
So, the point I was making is this. If we are using 90-something percent of our generated revenue to service debt, what it simply means, or what is going on rather, is that government is hiding under borrowed funds for projects. And diverting a good amount of that money for the current expenditure and even for payment of salary. Because if we are using almost all our generated revenue to fight service debt, and they are telling us that the borrowed funds are used for projects, so where is the money being used for recurrence coming from? This is the question I want people to answer. This is the question I want answers for. Okay?
All right.
So it means that something is going on, and that may be the reason why Nigerians are not seeing any tangible thing coming out from the touted projects that are being done. Because we are using almost all our generated revenue to service debt. And it is a serious issue that we need answers for. Away from that. Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, away from that. Some people are saying that we have problem and we need to borrow and all that. And the question I want to ask is this. All the aberrations that are going on, insecurity, people cannot go to farm, and all that, even hospitals, what's it called? NAD is on strike. And all that, whose responsibility is it to fix all those aberrations so that we can have a decent society where things work? Whose responsibility is it to create an enabling environment so that businesses can survive, so that people can be productive,
right,
so that Nigeria
you.
Will be... Hello?
Thank you. I mean, you've crossed the 2 minutes max
all
time.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. And Amos from Yaya says, good evening, bro. This might not be an open mic topic, though, but I really want to plead that you should help us invite the VIO representative to come and educate us on their mandates, limitations, and the like. Personally, I think the idea of stopping me because you intend to use my vehicle to stop the one behind me is unacceptable, because anything could happen. Secondly, does the VIO has the right to seize a license just because he or she wants to find out if you have checked the list in your vehicle? Thirdly, why should the VIO officer harass motorists when you stop by to drop someone when there is no bus stop in Abuja? There are more, but I just want to stop here. Okay, I remember that we had the PRO, the public relations officer of VIO here on what's happening in Abuja, yeah, with myself and Fortune, where he also made some claims of what they do and all that. But then, if you also have proof of some of these things, you can send it here. I would forward it to him so they can look at it, yeah? And, let's go back here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
My name is Abubakar. I'm calling from Gwarimpa right now.
All right. Abubakar, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I will first and foremost, I want to commend GB.
Okay.
I always love his superior argument that he brought when it comes to issues like this.
Okay.
We are talking about how to develop our country, or what kind of solutions do people have, or what we think that government are not doing right, or what they need to do.
Hmm.
It's not about fight. It's not about whether we are against them or they're not against me. So my take here, what I'm trying to use my open mic for right now is that I want to commend the government.
Okay.
On the issue of their deep blue project.
Okay.
Prior to now, if you want to import anything to Nigeria, the shipping side, Nigeria is classified as a war zone, as a risky area to go to. So it's more costly for people to import goods into Nigeria. But about 3 months ago, our president launched a deep blue project that is making Mimasa at least now our water we have been secure even beyond our country. And that has actually bring that the goods of imported goods into this country. So I want to say kudos to the president and kudos to this administration. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you very much, Abubakar from Gwagolada. From Gwarimpa. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome to Open Mic. Let's talk.
Thank you. My name is Yakubu.
Yakubu, can you please speak up?
Hello, are you hearing me loudly?
Oh, yes. Better now.
My name is Yakubu.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Paripa, Abuja.
Okay, you're welcome, Yakubu. Let's talk.
Thank you very much. Yes, you know, I'm a traveler.
Okay.
I have traveled to so many states in Nigeria. So the last time I traveled was when I traveled to Lagos. And I discovered that the rice in Lagos is far cheaper than rice here in Abuja. And it's very difficult to buy rice from Lagos to Abuja, which means that if you buy like more than one bag of rice, they will not allow you to take it to Abuja here. And I begin to wonder, is Lagos not part of Nigeria? Hello, are you hearing me, sir?
Yes, how do you mean if you buy...
Okay, I begin to ask a question. That is Lagos not part of Nigeria, or is Abuja not part of Nigeria? And I don't really know why such things is happening in this country. Thank you. Another thing is this. You see, we Nigerians, we are the major problem of ourselves. We are like, some other color make it a point the other time. He said that, you know, the way people are selling the market is so corrupt. They sell it in a very corrupt mood. When you buy it and take it home, it is far less than what you bought, what is supposed to get, you know. So I think we are also one of the major problems. So despite the fact that the government also have their own problems, we too, we have to also adjust in our own side also. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. This is Obaji, you're calling from Central Area here.
Okay.
My spoken mind is about the Senate trying to be a judge in their own case. Concerning the INEC, the transmission of results.
All right.
I don't think that National Assembly should be the one talking about whether the INEC will transmit the results.
Hello?
Should be the one to decide on. They are able to. Hello?
I missed out on what you said. Is like we had just like a mute moment.
I said National Assembly should allow INEC to do their work. They shouldn't say INEC to see whether they will transfer the results or not. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
So, it's them telling INEC what to do. It's like they are being a judge in their own cases. They are the ones that will see and let them to that place. So, INEC should be the one to know what to do. And they said they told Nigerians that they are capable of doing everything, transmitting the results without NCC. So the NCC will know if they bring them inside, they will bring hacking. And we don't want that to happen. Please. I mentioned that we should stay on the road. They should allow INEC.
Okay. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, LCC.
You're welcome to open mic. Let's talk.
This is Matthew from Zuba.
Matthew from Zuba, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. I always speak from Nigerians who did not know the problem confronting this country. I always try to let them know. We are suffering from foundational problems. 1999, we retrieved power from the military. We did not do the right thing because we fell to the wrong hands. Politicians that were manipulating everything. Today we will cry in Nigeria, election rigging. Who planted the tree of election rigging? Today most of them are talking this, that. You are the problem. Today you are blaming somebody else. They did not construct road, and this government came and destroyed all the road. Some people say they are buying rice, 8,000 naira, during the previous government. They don't even know why. They are buying 8,000. How can a government who wants its own country to progress pay subsidy on rice importation? Paying subsidy on petroleum importation. People are jubilating.
they are buying rice 8,000 during the previous government, thinking that they are enjoying. It's just an ignorance. We should all sit down and think the way forward. Not all this castigation. You don't castigate a government and be expecting a progress. Let's sit down. What is the really problem? Let's sort it out together.
Right.
Pull him down, Cedron. This one must not succeed. We will not allow him to succeed.
All right, thank
that
you very much.
That is why we are where we are today.
That is why we are where we are today. And Comrade Fudu sent this in. He said, I am worried that Nigerian political elites are not yet convinced that the major reasons why we are not making progress at all level of human development is not just because we have poor leadership, as Professor Achebe and others has pointed, says, but because we are operating alien, strange and unworkable social institution imposed on us by former colonial masters, also as revealed by Fela. This is true because as at the 15th and 16th century African kingdoms and empire that operate indigenous social institutions were comparing favorable with the European nation of that time. Bevan is here for the news at the top of the hour. Thank you everyone for staying with us. Let's join Bevan for the news at the top of the hour.